Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa with Microsoft. I'm Silverlight Evangelist. This is Mike Harsh, one of the program managers with the Silverlight team.
Yes, sir.
I'm working with Windows Phone 7 series and Silverlight. And he's been kind enough to come back on the show. We did a show yesterday on creating your first Silverlight application with Windows mm-hmm. Phone. And today he's going to show us how to build a more advanced application.
Yep, today we're going to build a Twitter client. Which is one of the things that is interesting to build because using Silverlight 3 and Silverlight 4, because Twitter doesn't have a cross-domain policy file, you actually can't post to it from within the browser in partial trust. So, you know, one of the things that we've done as part of Silverlight for Windows Phone 7 series is we've removed the cross-domain limitations so you can go ahead and basically call any network service you want. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show here is a app that posts to Twitter. Hopefully it shouldn't take us too long to build. And we'll get to it.
Great. Well, show us how to go.
All right, so we'll start off here in Visual Studio, and we'll create a new project. As we saw last time, we've got a couple different project options. This time, we'll choose the basic phone application. We'll call this Twitter Poster.
This is using the Express tools for Windows Phone?
Yes, yes, indeed. Microsoft Visual Studio 2010 Express for Windows Phone. Name only a mother could love.
Yet you need a very large monitor just to fit that.
Exactly. Title. More pixels. So what we've got here is we'll show shrinking that so it fits the scaling that so it fits the surface. We've got our application here, our XAML view, and our Solution Explorer. So let's make this a little smaller. And first thing we'll do is add in a few files that we're going to be using to post Twitter. So this is actually some code I took from the internet that posted Twitter. It was not Silverlight code. It was actually general.net code, so I had to make a few tweaks so it would work with a kind of Silverlight subset of networking APIs, but this is existing .NET code, again, to show the kind of how easy it is to reuse code that you've got from all over the place. So,
and you know, took a status, user, and users. I assume those are all just property classes?
Yeah, I mean, these all the magic in Twitter Client Handler.
Right.
This stuff is up on my blog, so you can check this out.
Great. We'll put links up later.
As well as where you where I got this from, so you can see the kind of start and finish. Anyway, so you know, we're going to use those and add those to the project and build. So the first thing we'll notice is we don't have link, so we'll go out of reference to link.
It's using link because the Twitter API returns everything as XML.
It sure does. So now we build, and we're good. So now let's do a little design work on our app. So first thing we'll do is we'll change our page title instead of the very descriptive page title to have it say Twitter, because that's what we're doing here. Next thing we're basically going to do is have a text box mm-hmm. to type your post in, a post button, and then a couple labels to return to show the return post and the date it was posted.
Right.
So first thing we'll do is drag on that text box, drag on the button, and then we will let's make these guys in the right place first. Except we want the button over here. All right.
The text box will be where you type in our 140 character.
Yes. And don't even think about one more character.
Novel.
So button, we'll call this post. And we'll clear the text of our text box because we don't want to post text box to Twitter. All right. So next thing we need is a label, actually two labels to give us back the post, to basically round trip verify with Twitter,
right.
As well as the date time it was posted. So I've got a little stack panel we're going to grab here. Using the super high-tech Notepad snippet technology.
Is that a new feature that was added with Windows Phone 7, Notepad?
Yes, yes, it's a new feature to the operating system. So what we'll do here is we'll
add... I didn't say that with a straight face.
No. So high-tech, the way it cuts and pastes. So what we've done here is we've got two text box, with the appropriate properties, and, you know, one for the... Where's our names here? One for the tweet and one for the... This one here is for date text.
Okay.
So the date. So what we'll do here is with this guy, we'll make him a little smaller. It looks a little off. We'll bump him up. And okay, so there's our app from
Great.
A UI perspective. So what we're going to do is we're going to, in post here, so now we'll double click on that to get the event handler. Now we'll go to the code behind. So the first thing we need is to use the...
This is your Twitter
yes.
API that you imported.
Yeah, so we're going to use our Twitter client.
Which basically is just using the web client or HTTP web request, I assume.
It's using HTTP web request, okay. Yeah. It's got a few more HTTP features than web client gives you.
Right, which is just a wrapper over time.
Yeah. So we're going to create a Twitter client handler, call this client. So we're making this a global because we're going to use it throughout the app.
Okay.
And then we will initialize it here in our constructor. So this is Twitter client handler takes your credentials.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a Silverlight test account, which we'll be using here.
Great.
I'm going to copy and paste those credentials in. And then we'll hook the event on this class. Sorry. The tweet posted event, which is a great name. And there you go. So basically, this is the client is the thing that's going to be driving updating our status, and it gives an event when we've basically got the confirmation back from Twitter that we've posted. So first thing we'll do is set our status in the button click event. So we'll say client change status, and we'll pass in the text box text property. There you go. So this is what we type in.
This is where our post is going to come from, what we typed in.
Exactly. So whatever's in the text box there is what we're going to put up. And then when we go back, we're going to say the tweet text box that we added in the UI dot text equals the tweet property on the event. So we're basically getting that back from Twitter, so confirming the round trip. And then the
looking for
the date one, text box. What do we call that? Date text.
Date text, there you go.
Equals date. So let's make this a little fancier. So basically say post it on
I
date.
I think you're getting a little too advanced for this show.
Sorry. So. concatenation of strings is some high-tech stuff, I know. But yeah, so.
Right.
Pretty much that's it. There's one other cool feature that we'll use. It's kind of unique to the Windows Phone 7 Series app platform that we added to Silverlight, and that is what's known as an input scope on the text box. So if you're familiar with WPF input scope, which is where this API came from, it basically is a hint to the text box, to the framework, in fact, that of what you're going to be typing into this. So if you're familiar with other mobile platforms, if you focus on a text box and it gives you an at sign and a .com, it could be optimized for your email address.
Right.
If it shows you just numbers, it could be optimized for a phone number. So there's actually a really cool one on Windows Phone 7 series that is optimized for chatting, which I think would be appropriate for Twitter.
Sure.
So we'll say input scope, and we'll say chat. Easy enough.
Sounds good.
So now we'll run this guy, and it'll pop up the emulator. Deploys to the emulator.
So here you've got you're actually posting you're going to post a tweet. It's going to give you confirmation back with the date.
Yep.
And if we wanted to, we could just put a list box on there and probably use the same API to show all the tweets for that particular user.
Yep, exactly. So this is just going to do a post because we're building a quick 5-minute app. And get confirmation. We'll then show you after we're posted, we'll show you the Silverlight test account Twitter page, and you can see that we actually did a post.
Great.
So first thing, we'll give this thing focus. And you'll notice that when the software input panel came up, we've got this. It's optimized for chat, so it has a bunch of smileys you can use. So we'll type in hello. You notice also we get predictive help.
It's giving you that helpers, yes.
Yes. So we can say from I'll just start using the keyboard.
It'd be easier
speed things
with,
up.
On the real phone, it'd be easier.
It's a lot easier when you have a finger than a mouse.
Yeah.
And then we'll say, now we'll use our smiley face, and we can post these things up here. So now we click post, and we'll go and post this to Twitter. And there you go, we've posted.
So there's our success message. Now we actually check Twitter out.
Yeah, now Trust but verify, of course, right? And there's the Silverlight test account. And they say hello from Windows Phone 7 series.
Excellent.
So we just posted that right now.
Less than 20 seconds ago.
Less than 20 seconds ago, exactly.
You only have 5 followers, though.
You know, our test account is just not—it's not tearing up the Twitch space. So
I bet you have more after this. So
perhaps it's—if you look at some of these, it's not terribly interesting.
Yeah.
So, anyways,
excellent. So it was really that easy. I mean, it was really just a 5-10 minute application. Granted, you pulled in some code from the Twitter APIs, but
yeah.
Those APIs are pretty well documented.
The APIs are pretty well documented. I think the other thing that's key to understand about that is that you know that is existing .NET code that was just pulled from someone else's blog on the internet, right? So it's all about you know existing .NET ecosystem as mm-hmm. far as you know UI goes and Silverlight as far as the you know the networking APIs just being you know .NET based. So it's really about you know the community you've got access to.
And if you wanted to expand on this, we mentioned that we could put a list box down here with all of that particular
yep.
account's tweets,
yep.
friends, I guess you would say.
Yep.
You could probably put on some kind of application to show, let's say, direct messages. I mean, all that.
Oh,
stuff
absolutely. I mean, this. You know, I think with the code here and you know a little bit of time, you're probably a week away from a you know a moderately well polished TweetDeck type application.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's actually very simple to put together.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Well, that's great. I appreciate all the work that you put into it here, this whole 10 minutes that you spent building this complex application.
It was tough, you know. I had to concatenate two old strings. I mean,
well, the greatest thing I think I'm getting out of Windows Phone 7 series after we've gone through some of these sessions and some of the things we've looked at here at Mix is that the thing that impresses me the most, it's really easy to use.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm a Silverlight guy. I can take this. I can go write applications today.
Yeah, I mean, the key message here is you know, if you're a Silverlight developer, mm-hmm. you know, grab your diploma. You just graduated from Windows Phone 7 series, you know, development school. So,
right.
It's that simple.
So, are we going to see you posting a Twitter application up on the marketplace?
You know, I have a feeling it's going to get outshined pretty quickly if all it does is post. But you know, it's we'll see.
All right, cool. Well, thank you again for coming on, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Always fun to be here.
Thank you, everybody, for watching, and we'll be here all week at Mix. If you have any questions, you can hang out with us at the Commons Room. We'll have a couple episodes of Silverlight TV and some of the new features. This one here will be the last one we do for the Windows Phone this week. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to stop by and ask us. Okay.